So we've been talking a lot lately about pandemic and stress and eating a lot of food. So dealing with stress during the pandemic has caused physical changes for many Americans. Some have been gaining weight, undesired weight, and others intentionally losing weight. A new poll found that 61% of 3,000 adults experienced the pandemic 15. It's a challenging year on multiple levels. Pandemic has created widespread stress since many people cope with stress by eating. And I want to introduce you to Jerry Blaze, a health contributor here on The Pulse. Jerry has been in the health and training industry for 30 years. Yes, 30 years. Not only a competitive bodybuilder, but also a trainer and owner of his own health and fitness business. Welcome, Jerry. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your passion and dedication to health.
Hello. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for this opportunity. As far as myself goes, my passion and dedication to health started even as further back as 45 years when I was 9 years old. 9 years old, I ended up heading into the basement to throw around my brother's weight set that he never used, and I started there. I started coming up with my own programs. I was a pretty excessive, compulsive little kid. So, you know, 10 years later, with all that experience under my belt, I ended up going into the United States Marine Corps. While I was in the United States Marine Corps, at some point, I started being a competitive bodybuilder. After that, I ended up helping out other fellow Marines with their weight training programs and nutrition, and I kept going with it. I continued on with that for 4 years until I got out, and then 30 years later, here I am right now talking to you. I've not stopped. Ever since. It's something that it's extremely important to myself, all I've done my entire life, and I wish to do the rest of my life. And I love doing it. Getting up every morning is exciting. Every single client is exciting. And I'm very blessed to be where I'm at right now.
Now, is it safe to say right now that, you know, people's eating habits have shifted during the pandemic?
To be honest, And as respectful as I can, I don't think they've shifted. I think that they more or less shifted on in respect to their activity level. I think that everyone went sedentary. You know, everyone switched from being very, very active on a daily basis to being, you know, plopped in front of a computer all day long, or, you know, especially with the kids, they couldn't get out there and play with their other kids. So eating patterns, I feel, are pretty consistent. It's just there was more or less activity. That's what I've observed over the last like year or so.
As your clients started returning to the gym, did you see them slipping back into bad patterns before the pandemic? Like, you saw them, maybe they lost some weight, they were getting really active, and then all of a sudden they were right back to where they started.
That's very common in general with clients. I mean, I'd like to say that all my clients are crazy like I am the way I eat, but most people, you know, they do great at first, and they're very motivated, and they're very dedicated, and then time goes on, and things happen, life happens, and they tend to slip back into bad habits. They have all the good intentions of eating, but what they end up doing is they become more physically active going to the gym, so gym frequency goes up, but they, in their minds, they feel that they're allowing themselves to eat bad and get away with it, which is not the case, as we've always heard that old slogan, you can't out-train a bad diet.
Oh, I like that one. So,
yeah.
Obesity, you know, we're seeing this all the time. This is nothing new, but it can affect your life, your health, and it can lead to some serious complications if you don't take control of it.
Yes, correct. That's absolutely true, because the heavier you are, the more you are at health risk. You know, you're more at risk for increased heart issues. You're more at risk for diabetes, your blood pressure. All cardiovascular issues are affected the heavier you become. So you have to use some, you got to be very responsible and eat with more, I'm going to say, be more wise of your choices and keep your weight at a lower amount. I mean, the typical obesity rate in America is 50%. That's extremely disturbing. That's people who are 30% body fat or more. So America needs to get back to putting more emphasis on better nutrition.
That's an extremely high number.
Yeah, it's disturbing. It really is. I check on a daily basis. For 30 years, I've been checking people's body fat. Normal, regular people or competitive athletes, you know, I've seen wide ranges of body fat percentages, but the average person who, you know, a gym enthusiast going to the gym on a consistent basis, even eating relatively clean, those numbers are definitely accurate.
Now, like on the opposite side of that, as a health and strength coach and a trainer, are you seeing an increase in eating disorders or, you know, fad diets? We see them here. We see them there. They're in magazines. Yeah. They're on talk shows. Hollywood star loses 30 pounds in 2 weeks. What are you seeing with that?
I speak for my own clients. No, I don't see an increase in eating disorders. I think that people more or less on a competitive level, like myself all those years, you tend to border on that because you get so restrictive and you have to count every single calorie and weigh everything. And, you know, that can become I'm an excessive compulsive person, and that can make you more excessive compulsive. But with all the celebrities and all that, the fad diets are just something out of social media where everyone's looking for a quick fix. Everyone wants results
weight loss is not a quick fix. It's more of a lifestyle choice.
It literally is a lifestyle. It's 90% of the battle is nutrition. And when I say that, I don't mean starving yourself. I don't mean eating just salad all day long. I mean you have to. It's more about what not to do rather than what to do. It's the avoidance of all the processed foods and sugars and all kinds of stuff. So if people put more emphasis on eating cleaner, better, more responsible, they would be a lot better off. A lot better off.
Now, for those people who are listening saying, he's making a lot of sense and I need to do something. I need to do something now. Now's the day. What would you say to them? What's the message that you would want to bring across to, like, a new client?
What I always do in the very beginning with new people, and what I would say to anyone out there who's just starting out, the best thing you can do is to educate yourself and understand and know that it's going to take time. You cannot achieve, you know, overzealous, unrealistic results overnight. It's a long battle. You will have to work hard. It will not be fun most of the time, but you will get there if you persevere and you continue.
Now,
if you can understand that, you can get the goals accomplished.
Yes, it's definitely, those that say, I want to lose, 20 pounds so I can go, to a tropical vacation.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
work like that. You might lose a couple of pounds, but as soon as you get there and you have this all-you-can-eat buffet, it's down the tubes.
It's one step forward, four steps back.
Exactly. Now, how can people contact you if they have questions, if they want to talk to you, if anything that they have, if they want to train with you, if anything, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you're always welcome to email me if you like. My email address is blazebodies, and that's with a Z at the end, blazebodies@outlook.com. Or you could reach me at the Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire. That's where I have set up my command center here, and that's where I do all my work.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much, and I'll certainly post all of your information on our website so people can go there too, and they can actually watch the segment if they missed it, if they missed any part of it. Thank you so much.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.